Hello. We've heard from an amazing array of different organisations and projects with ideas here at the Big Society Network event today, but there are an equal number of stakeholders in the sector present today that haven't had a chance to speak from the front, but also have fantastic projects. Tony, tell me about yours.
Well, my fantastic project's called Million Pound Smile, and that's an arts award vehicle to give alternative curriculum education to kids and all the people who are engaged through the arts and production of new media. We do singing, dancing, film production, music production, audio production, original music production, and other fun things like that.
So this is the Sheppey Arts Foundation Enterprise, is that right?
That's right, and we've got our own web channel now called safeuk.tv, so a lot of the content's going out on there, but it's still early days.
So who are the main people that you're working with?
Well, we're just finishing a contract with Department of Works and Pensions through the Future Jobs Fund, so we've been dealing mainly with unemployed youths, long-term unemployed.
And how do they get in touch with you?
Well, it's supposed to be through the Job Centre, but we just put it out on Facebook and out on the street, so we've got people turning up just for jobs.
So technology has allowed you to not only, you're not only teaching technology, but you're using it to bypass a channel that doesn't work.
Absolutely. You got that bit already. Yeah, that channel didn't work. But yes, it gets in trouble sometimes, but we're big enough to handle that. Or not big enough, but dodgy enough to handle that.
Now, I take it that funding has got a little tricky recently.
Well, we've just been totally suspended because of the way we've been recruiting our staff.
Do you want to tell me about that? How did that happen? What?
Because you're supposed to go through Job Centre Plus, but because that wasn't working, we, as I say, we put our vacancies out on Facebook and out on social networking sites and had press releases. But because staff came not from the Job Centre, our partners suspended us. All new job starts.
Which, I mean, that must be immensely frustrating, that all that good work, that you, when the channel that wasn't available to you, kind of, you know, that you bypassed it, found a way of making it work, and yet they said suddenly you've breached the terms of the funding and they've taken it away. What do you do now?
What we do now, well, part of the one of the projects that we developed, as I said, was Million Pound Smile, and although it's an arts award project, it's also a fundraising brand. So we're selling T-shirts through the internet, we're selling music through various outlets, and we're hoping to make money and stay sustainable that way, social enterprise.
What have you taken away from today? Have there been any ideas that you think you can apply?
Well, there's a lot of contacts that I've met, and I've collected thousands of cards, which I'm going to put to good use, if only for selling tickets for our launch party or our launch event at the Clapham Grand on the 29th of May.
Great. I mean, that's a fantastic venue to kind of be able to launch at. I mean, how many acts have you got performing on that night?
We've got 9 acts. It's going to be a full night of entertainment from 8 through till about 11, with an after party for VIPs. We've got 9 acts, 8 girl singers, aged from 12 up to 22, and one guy. Some of them doing arts awards through the performance and also through original material that's been written for them. And it's all going towards a million-pound album, follow-up to the single.
It's apparent here today that there's a massive range of organisations and projects that, a lot of whom have had their government funding disappear, some of whom have just found that the funding models, like Tony was describing, just don't fit with the way they need to do what they do in order to get the good stuff out there. The room for the private sector to pick up some of that funding, there are issues there, there are going to be problems there, but it's kind of, right now someone's got to do it. That it seems like there's a mixture of idealism and pragmatism here, that some people are just complaining about the way the government done things, but there's a bunch of other people who've got their sleeves rolled up and said, well, this is where we're at, how do we actually make this work? You seem to fit into that latter category, Tony.
I think that's probably one of my downfalls. I'm very pragmatic, and that upsets a lot of people, local people and national people, but that's just the way it goes. I can see how solutions can be delivered locally, because it's all about people helping people. And if you can engage people in what they enjoy doing anyway, then that becomes an easy route to sustainable community and to well-being.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about the project, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you very much. Nice speaking to you.